Sports Talk with Craig and Chris here on Sioux Falls Sports Radio, AM 1230 and FM 98.1 KWSN. I'm Chris Tubbs on the fan line. He is the first Brit ever to win a World Heavyweight Championship in professional wrestling. Nick Aldis, also known as Magnus, TNA Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. Magnus, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Was wrestling something growing up in the UK that you had found interesting that you wanted to get into?
Yeah, absolutely. I was born in 86, sort of in the peak of Hulkamania, but I think by the time I was a kid and watching TV and all the rest of it, the British television scene had sort of wrestling had pretty much died out. So I was just exposed to the American product from day one. So I WWF and WCW I had all the action figures and the toys and the annuals, and I watched all the shows and all the rest of it. And, I was a huge Davey Boy Smith fan and Bret the Hitman Hart and Sting and, Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan and all those guys. And then sort of right around my sort of early teens is when wrestling really had another huge sort of surge in the sort of mid to late 90s. And I was, by then I was doing well at sports and school and stuff like that. And I already knew then, I sort of formulated this idea in my head that pro wrestling is what I wanted to pursue and be when I was an adult. So, yeah, I've been thinking about it for a long time.
There were some great English wrestlers that have come to the United States and had a myriad of success. You mentioned Dynamite Kid, Davey Boy Smith, William Regal. Are those are the guys that you idolized growing up?
To an extent, yes, but certainly more when I got into the industry. Then you start going, okay, this is the path I need to follow. So whose path, have been similar to mine? So I studied the sort of earlier careers of guys like Regal and Fit Finlay, and Davey Boy and Dynamite, and even before that, Adrian Street, and Chris Adams and people like that who had all come over to the States and done well in different avenues. But, for me, I've always sort of considered myself just sort of a man of the world. I never wanted to sort of pigeonhole myself too much as a Brit or as this person or that person. I just always knew that talent and, ability was, and drive was going to get you to where you needed to be. And, and if you can sometimes categorize yourself if you spend too much time sort of focusing on that element rather than just, you as a person.
How much did your experience being a gladiator and then also some acting as well, how much did that help you when you made that transition to becoming a wrestling star for somebody, for a company like TNA?
I think that the main benefit was the fact that I was signed to Gladiators. I started that when I was 21. So obviously, my only experience really consisted of just the independents for a couple of years in the UK, and I think that what Gladiators gave me was a great, a very, very fast crash course in TV, but also in media. Like we did so many interviews and radio interviews, TV interviews, appearances, newspaper interviews, and stuff like that. That it really gave me an idea of because that's the thing when you get signed to one of the major companies is that you're not only being looked at now for your talent, you're also being looked at as how well you can conduct yourself publicly, how well you can, do interviews and, where you can be used in other areas to help sort of increase the brand awareness and, enhance the product. And I think that I always took a keen interest in that. Being able to see I remember even doing Gladiators, I would go back and ask if I could go into the production truck and just kind of watch, for other people's segments and stuff like that, and just because I took a keen interest in it, and I sort of knew even then I was trying to give myself as much of an education as possible, and I would be sort of bugging the producers and sort of asking like if I could sit in on things and give my ideas and stuff like that, and it was just that was the main thing that I benefited from, was that so that when I first got to TNA I wasn't completely overwhelmed by the television side of things. It was just it was still very, very sink or swim, but I at least was at least aware of like how the television side of it worked a little bit.
He's Magnus, TNA World Heavyweight Champion, takes out AJ Styles tonight in a unification match on Spike TV here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So when you got to TNA, because you were interested in some of the behind the scenes in the production and how the show is put together, is TNA going to use you behind the scenes a little bit? Do you give your input in maybe how the show could be presented, or are you strictly a talent in front of the camera?
No, I'm strictly a talent. I've always made it known that, you know, that one day I would like to, you know, to be given the chance to do some of that stuff, but we're a long ways away from that, you know, and obviously there's a tenure, you know, that you have to kind of put in the wrestling business and stuff like that. So I would never, you know, there's been occasions where to do with UK stuff, where they've produced content exclusively for the UK, you know, for our partners at Challenge and Sky TV, you know, there's been a few situations where we've moved exclusive content for them where I've been kind of consulted, but, you know, but certainly nothing in an official capacity. But it's definitely something that one day, once I finish wrestling, that I want to, you know, move into the production side of things, no doubt.
You know, you'd mentioned that you're the first English wrestler to hold a World Heavyweight Championship. When you found out that they were going to put that title on you, what was your reaction? What was going through your head when you found out?
I think, you know, I mean, I think it's very rare that a situation like that comes along quickly. So I kind of had an idea that it was going that way, but never had it confirmed or denied, and never asked, to be honest, because, you know, you just have to show up and do the best you can with what you're given. I was sort of made aware of the sort of, you know, I could see the story arc forming, and so I just, you know, was just keen to make sure that we did it well, you know, so that after that it was just very much a case of, okay, you know, this is happening, and I want to, you know, and I want to make sure I do everything I can to make sure that it's a home run.
Where was the weirdest place that you've ever had to perform as a wrestler? Because I'm sure that you guys have been booked in just really odd places in order to perform. I'm always fascinated in the progress of somebody's career. But where is one of the places where you worked and you're like, I can't believe I have to do this?
Okay, I mean, it definitely has to be when I was back on the Independence. I'm trying to think of some of the unbelievable sort of places. Well, I remember once we, in England, there are these things called holiday camps, which are basically kind of small vacation resorts dotted all around the coasts, you know, and they're basically, essentially, they're trailer parks, but with, you know, a swimming pool and with, you know, like an arcade and a few other things. You know, they're pretty sort of low end. But one of the things that they quite often did was book wrestling shows. So, you know, across in the summer, you know, we would quite often be traveling from camp to camp doing, you know, different shows, and you'd do sort of one show a week. And that was really how you cut your teeth in pro wrestling in the UK, was because it was that constant audience, and they were a captive audience. So you got good, you know, a decent house and everything. And we had these, there was a couple of camps. There was one we did where we essentially just had to put the ring up in a field, like in a, basically there was like a field like behind where the trailer park was. And, you know, there was probably 10 people there, and there was no seats or anything. People just kind of sat on the floor, you know, people just kind of sat on the grass, like around the ring. And we all got changed in a trailer. I remember the heels kind of at the end of the tag match to finish the show off. I say show, I mean it was a debacle, but we all the heels kind of run out of the ring, like get counted out, run off into the trailer, and the babyface chase after us, and we all run into the same trailer, you know. Then we just kind of all run into this trailer and shut the blinds and go like, have they gone yet? Have they gone? Okay, now we can come back out again.
Well, you're a long way from that. Congratulations on the push. It's must deserve for a guy your size to be able to work the way that you do. Should be a great one tonight. Looking forward to it tonight, working with AJ Styles. I'm sure it's going to be a great match tonight on Spike TV. I appreciate the time, Magnus, and good luck to you.
Thank you.